Hi, this is David Novak, and welcome to another edition of It's All About Relationship. This is episode number 89. Hey, so glad you joined us again today. Really glad to have you. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome aboard. And if you're returning, listener, supporter, really appreciate you coming back and listening. And some of you even text me and send me messages and stuff like that. And I really want you to know that when you do that, it's really encouraging to me, Dan. No, not just Dan. Just a little shout out to a friend of mine, but no, there's a number of you that actually send messages and just here and there. And I really appreciate it. Not that I need the pat on the back. I don't mean that, but, it's always encouraging when I know that somebody's getting something out of this. And, again, when you if you listen to this podcast, if you get something out of it, it blesses you, and you think of somebody that might be, that might be able to get something out of it too, I really encourage you to shoot the link over to them, listen to the podcast, because I'm just trying to get the word out to help people. That's all I do this for. I don't ask for money or anything like that. This is just a ministry thing that I kind of do on the side of what the other things that I do, okay? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Last time on episode 88, called My COVID Experience and Thankfulness, I talked about my experience with COVID. And if you're going through an experience with COVID right now, or you know somebody who is, you might want to send them to the link to the last episode, the previous one that I did a couple weeks ago, episode 88, because there's some stuff in there that might be an encouragement to that person, so if you know anybody that's got it or you got it, listen to that episode, because I think it's encouraging, because I went through it myself, and gosh, I got to tell you, with God's help, my wife and I, well, my whole family, we all got through it, and God was gracious in his mercy, but we learned a lot of stuff. And so anyway, check it out if you want to, if you can. Also, when I was listening to the last episode, but I published it. I didn't. There was one thing I was, kind of giving a shout out to most recent movie that I did. And I talked all about it in a little bit anyway. And I forgot to mention the name of the movie. I mean, how dumb is that, right? You do a movie and you don't even mention the name of it, but you tell everybody about it. So anyway, the name of the movie that I just finished, it's a faith-based Western. It's called Lost Outlaw. Lost Outlaw. That's the name of it. It was written, produced, directed by Daryl Mapson, and he also played one of the roles in it. And Jeff Smith was also one of the producers too. And you can check out that film if you want. It's going to be coming out really soon, I believe. It's going to be coming out really soon that you can watch it if you're interested, but you can check it out right now if you want. They have a Facebook page on, it's called Lost Outlaw with the number one, I believe, because there was another Lost Outlaw thing. Or you can go to IMDb and check it out there. That would be cool if you did that. And on a personal note, if you want to, most of you know that I'm an actor, and that's what I do. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's David Novak Actor. Twitter is the same, David Novak Actor. It's All About Relationship is on Instagram. It's called David Novak Podcast, because somebody else had the name already. And you spell Novak, N-O-V-A-K. And let's see, Facebook page, did I say that? Anyway, David Novak Actor on Facebook, and same with the podcast. Anyway, okay, so all that stuff out of the way. I hope you're doing well. If you're dealing with COVID, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you come out the other side victorious, healed, restored, and recovered even in a greater way than you are right now, and a closer relationship with the Lord. That's my prayer for you right now. And I'm not just saying that stuff. I really do believe that. Who's ever listening to my voice right now, be healed, be encouraged, be prosperous in Jesus' name. What are you worshiping right now? I don't mean right this second, but I mean in general. Do you have an idol in your life? No, we don't worship idols anymore. That's just, you know, way back a couple thousand years ago, you know, 4,000 years ago, you know, with the Israelites on the mountain and they worshiped golden calf and all that. Yeah, I know. But there are idols even nowadays. And what are we worshiping? Well, you might say nothing. So let me ask you a question, and hopefully not. But we all have things in our lives that kind of tend to draw our attention. And giving attention to certain things is not necessarily bad. But when you become obsessed with them, obsessed with them, that's where we got to draw the line. And typical examples would be career. And I found myself, you know, challenged in that area myself, where it becomes such a big deal and you're giving all your attention to it. Or is it your family? Nothing wrong with loving your family. Absolutely not. God wants you to love your family, and he wants you to give attention to your career and do a really, really good job. Absolutely. He wants you to learn and prosper. Is it money? And is money wrong? No. Jesus and the apostles used money. Of course they did, because that's the currency to exchange, right? So there's nothing wrong with money, but are we obsessed with it? Are we obsessed with our career? Are we obsessed with a certain friendship? Are we obsessed with material things? And nothing wrong with a nice house, not saying that. But what are we giving most of our attention to? That's a real serious thing that we probably need to take inventory on every once in a while. And I need to do it myself, so this is certainly not a preaching thing. Actually, it's more of I'm talking to myself, and you guys are just hanging in here and listening to me. You get to listen to my thoughts coming out my pie hole here, out of my mouth. So anyway, but I know, you know, we tend to go through things in our lives where we just tend to obsess about certain things. And Matthew, I believe it's 6:33, I don't have it written down, but it's one of my favorite scriptures. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. And he's talking about, food, clothing, shelter, I mean, all the things that we need, you know, career, the whole thing. But the key is to seek first the kingdom of God. Now, how do we do that? And I've talked about this, you know, ad nauseum on previous podcasts, but it's putting God first. It's spending time with him. And I know you've heard this before if you listen to this show all the time, or even once in a while, you hear it a lot, because that's one of my mantras that I like to share with you, and because it's so important to me, and I'm just sharing it with you because you're listening to my conversation, right? So, and that's all this is today, is a conversation. I don't have I have a couple of scripture references down in front of me, but I don't have a list of notes, you know, that I'm necessarily going to say. Sometimes I kind of tend to more than others, and it's probably a good thing if I do, because sometimes I tend to ramble, you know, just a little bit. But hopefully, you get my drift of what I'm talking about. Spending time with God, spending time in his presence, getting up in the morning and, you know, having a quiet time. And if it's a matter of a minute or two, you know, 5 minutes, whatever it is, I mean, that's better than nothing, right? I mean, I started this good habit years ago. I mean, a good habit of spending time with the Lord in the morning. And, excuse me, and the last few years, I've increased that time quite a bit, but it's not a works project, you know, although sometimes it can easily be that. You can kind of get into a rut where you're just, you know, going through the motions, even if you are spending time with God. So I challenge you, or encourage you, to not only spend time with the Lord, but don't let it just be a works thing where it gets to be, you know, where you just go through the motions and, you know, here we are again, and you know, you say your certain prayers and, you know, Lord, help me to do better in that area. I ask you, Lord, to help me to do better in that area. But help everybody listening, too. Psalms 139, verse 23 to 24 says, in the New American Standard, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me. And lead me in the everlasting way. God knows your heart, and we know our anxious thoughts, Lord God. And in Philippians 4, it talks about being anxious for nothing. I don't have that one in front of me, but it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So we bring our needs before the Lord, and we lay them out before the Lord, and we let him know, Lord, I really need this particular thing in my life. I'm not talking about, okay, let me come up with an example here. And I don't have this written down. I'm just doing it out of my heart here. But let's say, okay, unforgiveness. That's a really good one. Okay. Oh, my goodness. That's a good one, isn't it? Okay. So let's say you have somebody in your life they did something to you, or at least you think they did something to you, and you can't stand to be around them, and you ignore them, and you're doing everything to have them out of your life, and you're just really mad, okay, inside. So maybe you the Lord doesn't want you to be in unforgiveness, right? So you come, so you mentally ascend to it, and you say, okay, I forgive them in Jesus' name. But every time you see the person, you're really mad. Or you turn around and walk away, or you're offended, and you just got this, where the hairs on the back of your neck just stand up, and your stomach gets kind of tight, and your eyes get kind of squinty, and you're just really ticked whenever you see this person. And have you ever done that? I mean, I'll admit it right now. I have. I've had a couple people in my life that have really bummed me out, So anyway. So what am I talking about? Talking about being anxious and stuff and coming before the Lord. I'm giving you an example of something that we pray about, maybe, okay? So, Lord, I'm having a really hard time with this particular person, and I know you want me to forgive, and I do forgive them in Jesus' name. But, Lord, oh, man, Lord, I really got this heaviness in my heart, and every time they walk in the room, I'm mad. And I hate that, Lord, because I know you hate it. And you don't want me to be in unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentfulness. Help me, Lord God. Help me by your Holy Spirit. Change my heart, O God. And as it says right here, try me and know my anxious thoughts and see if there is any hurtful way in me and lead me in the everlasting way. Psalm 139. And also Philippians 4 that I mentioned earlier. So we come before God. We lay out our burdens and things that we're dealing with. And we pray, we talk to God, we have a two-way communication. What's two-way communication? Because we're praying to God. Is he speaking to us in an audible voice? That would be cool, but most of you, I'm guessing, haven't actually heard the audible voice of God, but you've heard the inward, still small voice of the Holy Spirit. So we pray. We're sitting there, we're talking to God about this, whatever it is, and I'm using unforgiveness right now as an example, but so we're talking to God about it, and then we take a moment. We just sit back and you just say, okay, Lord, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to your Holy Spirit speak to my heart. Okay, so you sit back, you relax for a minute, and you listen. Lord, speak to me by your Holy Spirit. Okay, so we sit back, we relax, and in our hearts, we're just listening, and this still small voice will often speak to us, and it sounds like your own voice. The Holy Spirit sounds like your own voice most of the time, and he may give you a direction that you need to do. He may give you another Bible verse that you need to cling on to. He may say, call that person and see how they're doing, and you go, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that, God. It made me mad. What are you talking about? But he may tell you to do that. And you know what? Like, since I got off into unforgiveness here, and that really wasn't my my aim, not aim, but goal to talk about unforgiveness. It was just strictly as an example today. But maybe somebody needs to hear this. I don't know. But, when you have unforgiveness in your life, bitterness, resentfulness, it hurts you more than that other person. Because, chances are 90%. The other person doesn't even know you're mad at them. I mean, maybe they do. Maybe you really let them know it. But, they're probably off just having a good old time in their life, and they don't even know you exist, or they're not paying much attention to you or whatever the thing is. And you're over here, your stomach's getting all tied up in knots, and, your heart palpitates when you see them, and you just feel bad every time you see them. And they're just off having a good old time. So unforgiveness hurts you. And that's why God wants us to forgive. He talks about forgive so that your Father in heaven will forgive you your trespasses, right? But it's for your own sake. It's not so much for the other person. It's for your own sake, because God doesn't want you to have unforgiveness, bitterness, resentfulness in your life, because it'll hurt you not only mentally and not only emotionally, but you know what? It'll hurt you physically too. It'll give you the ulcers. It'll give you the heart palpitations. It'll do all that stuff. Strife, strife of any kind is a physical killer. I mean, it really is. It's just not a good thing. Anyway, we got to get that out of our lives. So I start off by talking about idols. What is the thing that gets you, gets your most attention? So should it be God? Yes. Amen. Absolutely. That should be our number one thing. And again, like I was talking earlier about, having a career, family, those are all extremely important things, especially the family, obviously. And God wants us to love our family, but he wants us to keep him first and our family second, and ministry, church like third maybe, and career fourth, or flip those two around if you want to. But God has to be number one. God has to be number one. Family, right after God. And then go on down the line with whatever you think you should. You know what? Anyway, that's kind of it. I'm going to wrap it up there. I hope I made some sense to you today. Maybe somebody needed to hear about unforgiveness, bitterness, resentfulness. I don't know, but we all need to hear that every once in a while, even me. So keep God first in your life, because that's the most important thing. You know what I mean? Anyway, so there it is. There it is. Episode 89 today. And as I mentioned earlier, if this podcast has blessed you today, share it with a friend. Would love you to do that. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Parler, all that kind of stuff. God bless you and have an awesome day.